This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the Sunday, March 6, 2016 edition of this worldwide broadcast. I'm Alex Jones here live. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen. Then we'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, InfoWars Nightly News, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. Also, InfoWars.com/show. Wow, things are really getting wild. The establishment got behind Marco Rubio against Donald Trump. The money got behind him, but that's not really helping Rubio. He obviously lost in many of the caucus and primary states we saw over the weekend. Trump stays in front as Cruz raises pressure with split decision, setback for establishment. Meanwhile, in a national poll, Trump and Clinton are tied in Michigan. They retain their leads in the delegate chase. Sanders saying, don't write us off. I'm reading Drudge Report headlines. 56% say race, very interesting. Should be 100%. It's over the top crazy. Romney, now here's the big one. We told you this was coming first on this show 2 weeks ago with Roger Stone. Romney won't rule out accepting nomination at contested convention. Meanwhile, Cruz says media sitting on bombshells about Trump. That's been my biggest concern. And they're going to make a big deal about women. I mean, Hillary's got girlfriends openly she travels with. My issue is that they probably aren't even real bombshells. They'll just act like they're new bombshells. And then meanwhile, speaking of Roger Stone, who is the real Ted Cruz? He's got an article out. It's from Breitbart that we're linked to. No, it's Daily Caller. That's linked up on InfoWars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com as well as right there on Drudge. But Rubio's problem is he does look like a little boy, even though he's the same age as Cruz. He just doesn't look very manly, and people want that in a leader. I don't blame him, but Drudge has a great photo of Rubio, I guess, visited some fun house and sat in a chair that would be regular size for a 12-foot man. He looks like a little baby. Simply amazing. Now, I do want to open the phones up today, even in the first hour, not just the second hour. We will be doing that to talk about the campaign, where you see it's going, what you really think the state of the economy is. Nancy Reagan, obviously dead at 94 of congestive heart failure. That woman was so hated by the left and so demonized. I never really attacked the lady, but I would when I... But see her as an elitist and not like her for some reason. And I was psychoanalyzing that the last few years, and I thought about it this morning when I woke up and learned she was dead. So I'm going to talk about why the left really hated her today and how growing up, just seeing her demonized on television and by comedians and by all these books and the rest of it, that some of that BS rubbed off on me. And again, not publicly. But I remember when Reagan died, and I was at the RNC covering it in 2004, and she was up there talking about it. I remember seeing, oh, they're using his death. Oh, it's sick. It's political. Oh, and obviously some of it was. But she loved him. I mean, they were married, and she did kiss the coffin, the flag-draped coffin. And, you know, she did love Reagan. And why were they attacking her? What did she really do? The answer is nothing. Then I started going, wait a minute. I remember talking to people about how Nancy Reagan thought George Herbert Walker Bush had had him shot and how much she hated him. So I Googled it today and found a bunch of mainstream articles about it. And so I shot a special report. I even came into work early to do it. It'll be on the show tomorrow. We're going to add all the graphics and all the articles. She did not want to go to dinner with him after he was shot. She did not want them around her. And George Herbert Walker Bush wrote a book demonizing her, claiming she was jealous of Barbara, who was about as ladylike as you know, an old shoe compared to Nancy Reagan. What Nancy Reagan really said is, those people think they're president. They're trying to push us out. They're dangerous. I don't want them anywhere near me. because the inside baseball is, we're going to get Wayne Madsen and others on about this, she knew Herbert Walker had met with the shooter's brother the day before.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, excuse me, I wasn't ready as we came in live because I was busy texting Roger Stone. Big developments, lots to divulge, new inside baseball pouring out that he just learned today. And so, Nico, give him a call, see when he wants to come on in the next hour and a half or so. That's the big consummate Trump insider. Top linked on DrudgeReport.com is the story from the Daily Caller. And who is the real Ted Cruz? And it goes into the Goldman Sachs connections, all the rest of it, the Council on Foreign Relations connections. The reason I'm most concerned is he helped honcho Obamacare. His wife helped honcho North American Union TPP stuff at the CFR, and he did this for George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. Now, maybe that's where he came from, and he really is a patriot, and he's had a lot of good votes the last 4 years in the U.S. Senate. So I like Ted Cruz. I'll give people a few passes. But I don't like it, and I'm investigating. Just like Donald Trump coming out in last Thursday's Fox debate, and saying he likes Richard N. Haas. And I heard that. I went, that's the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, who he just met with the day before. Then Newt Gingrich came out, who is a top globalist. See, I don't really watch people's rhetoric on TV. I read their books, and I read the forewords to their books, and I've read the PhD papers he wrote. There's a reason Gingrich came from nowhere as a college professor to be Speaker of the House. The globalist, he's been to Bilderberg. They love him. He is in line to be a Henry Kissinger or a Richard N. Haas. In fact, I describe the globals like shark teeth. And the day that Rockefeller's already fallen out, he's like 99. Kissinger's kind of going over the Blue Mountains. You know, he's fading out, doddering about a little bit. But those guys ran the Western world. I mean, they were the main honchos for the big shareholders, the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. But the shark teeth row behind that is coming in. And the row behind that is people like Newt Gingrich. Now, look, I don't blame Trump meeting with the top power brokers because it's good cop, bad cop. They're coming after him with everything they got. The system's against him. Everybody from the Pope to the former British prime minister to the former Mexican president to the Chinese government. I mean, you name it, they're against him. And, of course, this is the good cop maneuver. But it's being watched very carefully because I'm not, like, all in now for Trump. And so I'm going to sit here and be foolish and ignore what I see happening. I don't think it's critical yet because I'm sophisticated, but it is edging into very smelly territory. It's one thing if Trump's at dinner with these people, but he better not get in the bed with them. We're going to talk to Roger Stone, who's texting me right now about that coming up. Yeah, he wants to come on next hour, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, Nico. So just... he wants to be phones on the road. So I just have to have Stone all the time because he's just all over the news. He's all over the inside of what's happening with Trump. He is the Trump insider. And let's just say he's a conduit that can get info out that Trump doesn't want to put out at this time. And so you could say, like in Lord of the Rings, you have the mouth of Sauron. Well, I guess you could say to a certain extent, Stone is the mouth of Trump. So he'll be joining us, the uncensored mouth. And we appreciate him coming on with us so often, pretty much every day. Now, before we go any further here, let me just, since I mentioned it, play this clip of Newt Gingrich before I get to all these others, because it's such a fascinating clip. Here's Newt Gingrich, who writes books about how he wants world government and microchips in the population, and the foreword for, was it Future Shock, Alvin and Heidi Toffler's 1988 bestseller, whatever year it was, you can look it up. The foreword's online. The public's going to have microchips, everything's driverless cars, the world elite will run everything. Oh, my God. It's such a utopia. He's a CFR darling. He helped steer the Republican Revolution down a rat hole in 1994. He took a revolution and quashed it. And now he's out endorsing Trump, saying Trump isn't part of the secret societies. Trump hasn't had the initiations. Let me tell you something. You don't get on the top committees unless you are a made man. And with the Italian mafia, you got to be Sicilian on both sides, and you've got to have killed at least three people in the service of the family that they can certify you killed with your bare hands. Now, what's a made man with a New World Order? You've got to follow their orders for decades, be really smart, do what they say at 3 a.m. if they call you. And it goes from the gambit of different subsections of killing people, child molestation, robbing, swindling, lying in court for people, over and over again. Gay sex is just the opening entree. That's an hors d'oeuvre. Skull and bones, homosexual sex, bathing in human feces, being urinated on. I don't mean to be gross, but I mean that's admitted in mainstream news about skull and bones. And people say, are they into it? No. You send your son there when he's a junior and you think worldly enough and they've had him at parties, already done some stuff, and they say, all right, we're going to worship Satan now. How's that sound? And there are feeder groups like Skull and Bones all over the United States. Just as I told you in an Order of Death, Dark Secrets of South Bohemia, and other films I made over a decade ago, there are subsections of the Bavarian Illuminati, which then has its Skull and Bones as its first chapter at Yale and New Haven, Connecticut. And then you've got Bohemian Grove, taken over in 1900 by Taft, who's Bohemian Grove. They then take over other existing orders that are well-meaning and have good names, like Catholic orders, like this order of that Scalia was in, and then it becomes a front for the Illuminati. And then you can keep close eyes on good people so you can control them. And that's just what they do. And the Bavarian Illuminati, because of its management, its organization, is one of the most powerful power cults out there. And you notice I talked about that and how Bohemian Grove was running other groups. And one reason I know about this is my dad moved us out of Dallas when I was 5 years old in a middle-class neighborhood and moved me to Rockwall, where we thought we were upper class. We weren't. We were billionaires. Sling a stick around you. And true Luciferianism was just all over the place. And I later learned that they tried when I was like 13, 14, and 15. We had to move because of it. So that's why I have a firsthand experience of this. They were trying to recruit me, now that I know what I saw, into a real Illuminati feeder group. It was not crackhead, PCP, LSD head, Satanist in a trailer, you know, listening to heavy metal, thinking they're doing a satanic ritual. I mean, it was the real deal, right out of a movie, folks. And I knew to stay out of it. My gut was get away from this. Didn't matter if it was a hot, you know, 16, 17, 18-year-old girl when you're 13, 14. Super hot chick in a brand new, you know, black Mercedes sedan or whatever, Jaguar sedan, you name it. You know, takes you, shows you the best time you ever had, dating her three or four times, and then, boom. We got people want to meet you. People want to be involved with you. You're powerful. We want what you got. You're going places. And I'm not saying I'm even that special, but you got to really say these people know what they're doing. Because, boy, they were after me from a very young age. And you look, they rule this world, just like the Bible says, secret societies. And here he is, not even joking. Here is somebody saying Donald never got initiated. The truth is, he's never been in these groups. He likes to eat a cheeseburger and hang out with hot chicks. Here is the inside baseball, the externalization of the method being thrown in your face by an initiate. Undoubtedly, he's an initiate of the high level. Here's Newt Gingrich spilling the beans.
Now they're faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. He hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society. And I think that they don't see him. They have no idea how to relate to him.
So there you go. They have no idea how to relate to him. And then they go on to longer pieces on InfoWars.com, the full 5-minute interview, 6-minute interview, talking about he's not part of the secret society, not part of the elite. Those aren't metaphors. Those aren't allegories. That's what it is. And I got to say, the only group giving the Bavarian Illuminati a run for its money in the power structure is the pedophiles. And they cross over into it, but they're really the dominant group, because once you do that, there ain't no going back. And you wonder why our leader's so evil? Because they're a bunch of child rapists.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds. Light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Not part of one. Globalists have never even approached him. That's because they know he wouldn't sell out to them. People think joining some secret club is really cool. It's so people can use you and abuse you. I'm part of an open society. A push for free society. For renaissance. For human freedom and free will and free association. I got a lot of friends, but I'm a loner at the end of the day. Never really liked clubs. And I'm not knocking folks that are part of clubs. A lot of good clubs out there. We're very tribal people. But my tribe is God, private property, family, right of self-defense, the natural order. And I look at the globalists and everything they do, it's about overthrowing that natural order so a bunch of control freaks can play God and create a monopoly. Here's the toll-free number to join us. I don't screen your calls, but sometimes I say I want to talk about certain subjects. And there's a wide discussion in the campaign 2016, the primaries, what you just saw. The Pope calls migrant crisis Arab invasion. Do I suddenly have to like Pope Francis now? Because suddenly he just said something true. Says Europe must rediscover its cultural roots. And says that many radical Muslims are not compatible in Europe. You mean Sunnis that came into Syria by the millions that were blowing up and killing and murdering everyone who kill other Muslims might not be compatible in Europe when they see women in miniskirts and rape them or attack them or poop in pools or burn things down? They're not compatible anywhere, not in their own countries. You know, nobody will attack these figures, so I say really nasty things about the Pope, because I know the guy's not stupid. And he comes to the United States and says, you shouldn't have a wall, you should let everybody in. Anybody that builds walls is a devil, not going to heaven, excommunicated. And the Vatican has 200-foot walls, and he supported Italy. Not having, you know, millions of people just pour in. And I was in Rome, man. Just last year, there were homeless Africans and Arabs and gypsies everywhere. And man, the Italians and others, the Russians, a lot of Russian tourists and German tourists, they would see gypsies and they'd be scared to start. Let me tell you, they will rob you. And then liberal media goes, it's a stereotype that gypsies rob. That's the admitted culture. In England, you can Google this, they are allowed to steal your travel trailer, your RV, because it's, quote, their culture. And the police let them keep them. Just type in Pikeys, that's Irish gypsies, but Romanov, Eastern Europeans are allowed to as well, are allowed to keep, what do they call them, travel wagons? I forget what the Brits call it, but it's mainstream news. They are allowed because it's their culture. How about, well, it's my culture to chop your head off. Well, okay, go ahead. I'll never forget, I was down at the lake one time with friends fishing at a community dock in this home association. And I'm sitting there with my kids fishing at the dock. It's a boat dock. There's like six, seven boats here. It's a small dock. And I'm fishing, catching catfish at 7 in the morning. So I stayed at a friend's house and barbecued that night. We got up. We're fishing, catching catfish. And I don't know why I'm digressing. It's just political correctness. And there were the son and his UT professor wife were staying at their parents, her in-laws' lake house that was next door to the lake house I was staying at. And so they had a boat dock and a stall there. So they're right next to me. And I guess she knew who I was or something. And I'm sitting there like 7 in the morning drinking coffee, and my son is catching catfish and catching perch, catching a bunch of fish. He's all excited. My girls are running around catching fish. And I'm over here on the dock, and she comes over, and she goes, "We're going to have some gypsies here today." And I looked at her, and I was like, okay. And she goes, it's a right-wing thing that they steal stuff and they do things. They really don't steal anything in their culture. They've been persecuted. You're not against gypsies, are you? And I went, I never really thought about it, but that's interesting. There's going to be gypsies here. Okay. I guess we're making a film with them or something with UT. That's what she told me. And so I'm sitting there, and like she comes back over and starts henpecking me. And my son's got a birthmark on the right-hand side of his head. Stork bites, what they call them in Germany. It's not like Mikhail Gorbachev with a huge one, but it's a cute little, you know, you love everything about your kids. Little kiss. It's like a kiss on the side of his head. And she said, she doesn't address me. It's so perfect. She addresses my 8-year-old son at the time. This is like 4 years ago or whatever. And she goes, "Did you get hurt? Did someone hurt you?" It's clearly a birthmark, a little purple pink mark. He goes, "That's my birthmark." And she was like a neurotic, crazy woman. She wasn't bad looking, but she was just totally out of her mind. She looks at me. She goes, "Sorry, just checking. And I was just like, whoa. And I was like, okay. And then the gypsies show up. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've read about gypsies and their genetic traits and stuff. That a lot of times the men have a lazy eye, and the guy had the lazy eye the whole nine yards. And he's sitting there. He starts, and they have this little gypsy kid when big waves are coming in. Now it's the afternoon, and I'm back down there about to go on a boat with my family and their friends that had the boat. And there's a little kid without a life jacket up underneath the boat docks with huge waves crashing in, and I'm sitting there Googling on my iPhone, yeah, gypsy culture, don't watch their kids, yeah, lazy eye, yeah, and then all of a sudden I've got like a storage shed, they have a storage shed area over there, and the guy's like digging around in there, so we go out on the boat, we come back, and they're digging on the side of the beach, quote, looking for treasure. And then I started looking into the lore of that, they're always looking for treasure. It was the exact stereotype. So then that night, they're over there at the house barbecuing. I go, I'm going to go over here and see this for myself. And I get over there. And there's all these liberals there. And they know who I am. And the gypsy guy comes over with the other gypsies. It's all men, except the little girl they had with them. And she's like a little gypsy kid out of a movie. You know, real cute girl, black hair, you know, the dark eyes, but just look, you know, like a gypsy out of a movie, out of The Hunchback of Notre Dame or something. I mean, it was like, wow. These were Romanov gypsies. And they're like, better not cause a problem. The big head professor from UT, the leader of the gypsies, is coming. And he teaches they never did anything. And it's all lies of the Nazis. And I went, you know, the Aztecs took over Mayan culture and became really bloodthirsty and evil and killed most of the tribes around them. And the Nazis had an evil culture, too. But that doesn't mean Germans did it. And I said, I've looked into gypsies, and in general, it's their culture. They can rob outsiders. And I go, that's well known in all history. So just because the Nazis are bad doesn't mean then that the gypsies are all good. Cultures go bad, and I think the general gypsy culture, anthropology, and sociology is parasitic. And I said, so shut up. I'm not going to be intimidated by you, and I'm sick of your political correctness. And that was the end of it.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You got it, son.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, I couldn't remember the exact headline I saw. It was out of the Daily Mail. It was also on the BBC a few years ago. Of what Brits call RVs. They call them caravans. And it was Pikeys allowed to keep caravans. Because my buddy Pat Riley, we couldn't find the article to put it on screen. He's watching right now at home in East Austin. And he was able to find it. So he's texting me, telling me. I mean, imagine, it's your culture. You're allowed to steal people's RVs. It's okay. I can get it's your culture, you're the Hopi Indians, you've been taking peyote or mescaline for thousands of years. Yes, it's part of your religion, you can take it, even though it's illegal. First Amendment. There it is. Police won't hand stolen caravan back to couple to protect human rights of the travelers living in it. And then it goes into the Pikes. And so I'm not even bashing the Romanovs, which they think are probably northern Indians from India. You know, the classical nomadic gypsies. It's the Irish Pikes are just as bad or worse. And then Brad Pitt makes movies about how cool they are. No, that's not cool, robbing people, being white trash. They don't want you to judge any culture and say it's out of control. Speaking of Pat Riley, he's going to get video of it. His wife, he has like a workout studio. He's a kinesiologist and does personal training. He also has a gym, and then on the top floor is where he lives. And they got there's a well-known bar next door to him, and his wife was there the other day, and people were outside drinking beer, and all of a sudden there were all these black kids, ages about 11 to 13, black girls, black guys, screaming, "Down with Weiss, we're going to get you, black power," all this stuff. She called him up actually scared. Everybody went in. It was like a big confrontation. And then he was at the park in central Austin on Lake Austin yesterday, and black teenagers, they're like about 12, 13, with iron pipes, broke into the baseball fields, broke in, were doing all this stuff. And I said, "Why didn't you call the cops?" And he just said, "I just got out of there." And then he's trying to leave, and they're like saying, "We're going to get you, Whitey. We're going to come after you." And he said, "You know, I had a knife on me and stuff, but I don't want to stab teenagers." He said, "I just left." And almost everyone I talked to downtown or in areas now says that's happening to them. And he said there were like, you know, Mexicans or Mexican-Americans with their strollers and stuff just ignoring the whole thing. But it was just like, "Hey, get out of here." And it's like the Klan. The Klan would run around looking for blacks saying, "Don't be around here." It's pure tribalism. And the reason I went off into all this is what they've – oh, I forgot the most important part. Beyonce did that Super Bowl thing about Black Lives Matter and Whitey and all this. They were singing in both cases the Beyonce song because his wife knew it. She liked it on the radio. They were singing it, a different group, like 3 days ago, as she's on the top of her house. They have a big balcony watching it happen. And then they're separately miles away at the park walking the dog and going for a hike, and it's happening. And, I mean, they're like, "Wow, do we even go out?" And, again, I'm not a guy that gets into racial stuff. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, like half black, tons of black friends. It wasn't like that. There were some racist black folks that would attack you, and the same thing, white guys, rednecks would see and go, "Get out of this bonfire, Yankee," and attack you. And I was from Texas. It's just tribal. I got that even when I was like 13 years old. But they've got great restaurants in gentrified East Austin. It's a great area. I won't go there anymore. And I was told they put pressure to get me off local radio for just talking about it. Because the police know it's totally true. They didn't pressure. It was others. That, I mean, every time I've gone out to eat in East Austin at night, I've been harassed and demanded money because I'm basically white. And if this has happened to me and everybody I know, how bad must it be where I can't go to a boat dock without some weird white UT professor going, "You're white. Did you abuse your son? He has a red mark on his head. Gypsies are coming. They're good people." I mean, they're just like weird, crazy people that want to dominate you with their social justice. They don't write books. They don't build cars. They don't plant crops. They don't paint pictures. They just obsess and boss all day and find phantoms of people that want to mess with them. All I want is human empowerment. I said I'd give the number out and take your calls. The toll-free number to join us about the election, about Trump, about everything that's happening is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We have a different number on Sundays in the weekday show. It's all produced in-house. That's 877-789-ALEX. Now, coming up in the next hour for about two segments is Trump insider, former head of his campaign, Roger Stone, who is the real Trump for the Daily Caller. It's up on InfoWars.com. His connections to the New World Order and more. I'm not demonizing. I'm not attacking him. We're just going to investigate this with him coming up. But what got me on the whole gypsy jag was I was in Rome. We even got some video of this. I think I'm going to put out this week. We have so much footage. It just reminded me of today, and I had a meeting with Rob Dew. He said, "Oh, I have that footage. We'll get it out." We'd be all over waiting to go into the old Roman Forum, We'd be waiting to go in the Coliseum. We'd be waiting to go in anywhere. And gypsies would just glide up with trained menace and say, give me money. And then menace, give me money, without saying, or I'm going to hurt you. Like, that's a nice watch. Oh, I really need some money. Bad things are going to happen. And I would just see the Italians in fear. Gypsies. And then you're on the news like, gypsies are the nicest people in the world. They're so loving and so good. We should all love them. This is political correctness. The Pope says that we have to accept unlimited criminals, undocumented, whoever. And granted, most of the folks coming in from Latin America are nice people and want to work hard. They just have to be vetted and checked, folks. We aborted all of our children, whether we were Hispanic, white, or black. So just, we got to bring folks in. I'm all for immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants. But put it to you this way. If it was a Latin American country, free in America, I'd move there. I ain't running from brown people. I love them. The point is that I'm not going to watch this hypocrite sit here and lecture me when he lives behind 200-foot walls. And then he comes out in a Breitbart article that came out in Reuters. Pope calls the migrant crisis an Arab invasion, close quote. Le Pen, the presidential frontrunner in France, was arrested for that very statement. Says Europe, think of that story, arrested for a speech. Says Europe must reconsider its cultural roots. And he went on to say, countries should reach out. We should all love each other. We should work with each other. But it's okay for Europe to keep its identity and to be Christian. And that a lot of these Muslims being brought in are incompatible. Because it's true. I mean, you bring in 5 million radical jihadists who were busy invading other countries to teach other Muslims how to live their lives. I'm all for bringing in Jordanians and Lebanese, and the Iraqis I know are really cultured and smart and want freedom. They all wanted freedom. Our government brought in radical jihadis, blew up all their power plants, and put people in charge that literally won't let women take bags off their heads. And the left loves it. Because they hate the West so much that cultural suicide bombers like radical Muslims are beautiful to them. And then they can say, you got to conform to them, not they to our freedoms. If your wife wants to wear a bag over her head and have her sexual pleasure centers cut off, do it. But at 18, you're not chopping a woman's private parts off when she's a baby. And I used to like, you can argue with circumcision because, you know, you can claim there's some medical reasons for it because I'm circumcised. That's just what I expect. I live in it. But then I was thinking, wait a minute, why do I just accept this is how this is all done? And someone else made the decision. I'm not bashing my parents. I'm not going to feel like a victim, make some huge deal out of it. But there is an argument not to circumcise somebody. You know, if they're 16 or 18 and want to get it done, that's their issue. But why am I living under some religious dogma of 3,000 years old and that's just accepted and I didn't get to make that choice? But let me tell you, circumcision, from what I've read, is nothing compared to what they do to women's private parts. It's unbelievable. They mutilate the hell out of them. And you know what? I say Muslims can't do that to their daughters in America. And if you don't like it, get the hell out of my country. Go live in some hellhole and run around murdering each other all you want. Don't come here and do it, because I'm a real liberal, see? I'm for more freedom, lower taxes, and running my life. We're going to come back with your phone calls and a ton of clips. I haven't gotten these clips yet. Stay with us. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, going to your phone calls. I didn't mean to get off into a jag about the Pope or circumcision and the rest of it. I'm just saying we're going to criticize the Muslims sexually mutilating their daughters. I mean, hardcore. There's no medical reason. They say it's evil to have pleasure. Why'd God give us that then? Why are we doing circumcisions? There are some medical arguments for it, a lot of infections. I think circumcision is more arguable than the other thing, but still I think it's a free will issue. But then you got to ask, well, you know, kids can't make decisions. That's a whole other show. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. We got loaded phone lines, Chase, Dan, Frank, Phil, Terry, Joshua, many others. We're going to be going to your phone calls here in just a second, but there's a few clips I want to get to before we do that. We played Newt Gingrich admitting that, well, Trump's not part of a secret society, part of the end club. This other clip is Beck. Beck is on ABC News comparing Trump to Hitler. I don't want to bash Beck. He's done some good work before, but, man, he's really doing unfair stuff. And then Friday he talked about, if I was on a stage with Trump, I'm going to play the whole 10-minute clip. I'm going to play part of it. You can find the whole thing online. I would stab him. So the Secret Service went there. It's certainly an incitement. He went, oh, Stu says I was saying I was going to stab my co-host. No, he says, if I was on the stage, I couldn't help myself, I'd stab him. So he did it as a publicity stunt, a desperate publicity stunt, because his media system is collapsing, according to the news. And according to, I mean, I was told this a year and a half ago. They were trying to sell me his channel. The people that he has his channel on. It's like he pays $25 million a year for a feed on cable. Like, no one watches that. They watch content and information. It's the internet. Sure, we're on satellites, on some TV systems, but that's if they want us, we're on a satellite, not a channel. You want us, we're on TV satellites, and stations are picking them up all over. But we're free to air, but we're not paying for a channel. And so I was like, and then another TV network offered us Glenn Beck's channel way before Trump ever came out and said he was in financial trouble. I don't want him to go away. But he thinks he's a cult leader and that he's God. And, you know, it's just sad to see him do this, because if I said, you know, I want to stab somebody, I'd get in trouble. Or I guess I'd have one of my people, if I said, if I was on a stage, this is quoting Trump, if I was on a stage, I couldn't help myself but stabbing. Secret Service shows up and I go, oh, I meant Nico. Right, Nico? I said I would stab you. So here's the clip.
Wait, if I were on the stage, I would have said, have you been listening to him tonight?
Right. Yeah, right.
Have you been listening to what I say about him?
And also, why would
no,
you
I actually, I believe these
shoes.
Things. Yeah, I'm
yeah.
You not going to be,
would be weird.
Sit in their shoes. I mean, was he in gigantic shoes? How would he be
oh, man,
in?
If I were close enough and I had a knife. Really, I mean,
wait, what?
The stabbing just wouldn't stop.
So they're talking about his shoes, meaning the feet, the hands, the size of the package. They're talking about Trump. It's a publicity stunt on purpose, and he knows he's going to lie to the Secret Service. That's called weasel behavior, a premeditated weasel behavior. I'm so sick of these premeditators. I'm tired of them. And I just wish that Glenn Beck wasn't always trying to get me kicked off radio stations, wasn't always behind the scenes going after our sponsors. We have our own products, so we just cut you out of the whole mix, bro. I mean, he literally, you know about his whole family and the mom committing suicide and the dad and all the weird stuff? Like an Amityville Horror episode. And then he'd call up other talk shows he didn't like when he heard that the wife had a miscarriage and congratulate him on a miscarriage. And Glenn Beck's an evil man. And that's why he's always claiming he's such a good person, is because he's a big, fat, effeminate bully. And so I won't take any pleasure in his collapse. But everybody that knows Glenn Beck hates him. I can't tell you, the Fox News people, the other talk show hosts, the people that know him, they say, my God, you've never seen a more conceited, arrogant, fake, hateful pansy. He does acting classes all day with all these pansies and literally hops down like, I mean, he is a Liberace, folks, a piece of weirdness in a man's world. And no wonder he doesn't like other men and people that are successful, because he's like a witch. Weird, freaky women hate other women that are successful and want to push them down. That's a very bad feminine trait, I found. He's a woman. And I don't mean that to women that are real women. I mean, he's a bad woman. Glenn Beck is a haughty tart. He's a haughty, arrogant, narcissistic, cowardly piece of crap. All right, I'm done. I'm sorry. I said I wouldn't do it. I just can't help it. I just have to tell the truth. I'm sorry. I apologize. I want to go to Chase. I want to go to Phil. I want to go to a bunch of people. I'm going to go to you in just a moment. But since I mentioned the other clip, let's go ahead and play Kasich. And by the way, he's in the Washington Times. He gave a speech. Mitt Romney said we should have a broker convention. Even if Trump gets 900 delegates or 1,000, but doesn't get the 1,100 and something. And now Kasich has come out at CPAC and said, let's take it away from him. Man, that they never do that in elections. That is so criminal. They changed the rules in the 70s, both the Democrats and Republicans to do it. Talk about nakedly stealing stuff. They're doing it. They're openly selling it to all the wannabe Republicans in their little sports jackets who We were about as conservative as $3 bills. You know, the left came in and took over conservatism after Goldwater scared them. And you talk to these average Republicans, they'll laugh at you, and they're total abortion-loving, devil-loving, open-border-loving, corporate pimps that want a big slave population. And they'll laugh at you because they're cynical and hate everybody, including their family. And they think I'm weak because I care about people. Yeah, I'll show them weak they ever throw the first punch when I get my hands around their throat. When I turn that governor off, you people are cowards. You don't have any empathy because you're not alive. If you were alive, you'd have empathy. You'd have a lot of it. But we'll get you. Think you're going to get us? Let's go to this clip. Here's Kasich.
But the fact is, Sean, you have to do it right, and you can't have a bunch of people in smoke-filled rooms who are the establishment, by the way, and you and I never been the establishment.
Talk about
never,
spin.
Okay? And my only fear of a convention is
hit pause.
That these...
Hit pause.
These
back it up. This is so rich. This is the new thing. We're not, Newt Gingrich is anti-establishment now. You got Kasich, total insider establishment. And you and I, Sean, we're not establishment, so Sean won't call him on it. We don't want to smoke-filled rooms. We're going to steal the convention from the popular vote for the nomination in front of everybody. Because if you rape a woman at high noon in the town square, it's not rape. So let's go back to this textbook spin. Here it is.
Who are the establishment, by the way? And you and I never been the establishment.
Oh, no.
Never. Okay? And my only fear of a convention is that these kind of connected interests would dominate. And we're going to have to prevent
I'm
that.
A little concerned that this is... You think your only path to the nomination is through a broker.
Well, look, I have to win. It's not impossible. I have to win. After I win Ohio, I have to win 68% of the remaining delegates. Marco's got to win like 64. And, you know, Ted is somewhere around 59 or 60. It's unlikely. And so if nobody goes to the convention with enough delegates, then we're going to have to meet in. By the way, they told me the convention's going to be held in Cleveland. That's kind of interesting.
Place close to home.
And the word is there's stuff in the ballot boxes in the early voting in Ohio right now, even though he's behind many of the polls against Trump. So you get how this works. You get how this confidence game works. We're not smoke-filled rooms. We're anti-establishment. That's why nobody's going to get enough votes. Yeah, he'll have 1,000, 1,100 or whatever, 900 on the low end, and then Kasich will have 100, but he didn't get the majority, so we get to steal it. We're not establishment. We're not stealing it. We just are. And by the way, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, and you didn't build your business. Briefly, we are listener-supported. And you're the folks that spread the word about this transmission, whether it's on AM, FM stations, TV, radio, internet, you name it. We're running a big special that ends tomorrow morning. 50% off on the highest quality colloidal silver bullet you're ever going to find. Everybody needs this topically, inside, you name it. Antibiotics, in many cases, aren't working anymore. It's one more tool in the arsenal. It funds the broadcast. It's $9.95. This same bottle at major health food stores, you private label it, is $24.95. It's $9.95. And that purchase funds our operation. The Hillary for Prison Church. Anthroplex, incredible booster to block all the estrogen mimickers and the rest of it. InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139 and you put wind in our sails to build the true liberty-based, hardcore information warfare system. The truth is our weapon. InfoWarsLife.com. A lot of other specials in tomorrow. Check them out.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.